In choices made, let Islam be your guide. In choices made, let Islam be your guide. Embrace humbleness, let arrogance subside. Embrace humbleness, let arrogance subside.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our series Right or Wrong. In this series, we have been talking about different actions which we should be doing, i.e. the right, and different actions which we should be avoiding, i.e. the wrong, and how these relate to our purpose in life and how they can help us achieve our purpose in life. Our purpose in life is to worship Allah Almighty. The reason we have been created is to worship Allah Almighty. So the actions we are talking about in this series will help us worship Allah Almighty and help us achieve this purpose of life. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In today's episode, we will be talking about good company and bad company, i.e. how having good company will help us achieve our purpose in life of worshipping Allah Almighty, and how bad company can put us far from this and distract us from our purpose in life. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will be talking about the way we have been told how to make friends, the type of people we have been told to make friends, and the advice we have been given by our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about who we should take as friends and the importance of friends. Now I want to start by mentioning one incident, an incident which is full of lessons for all of us. This incident has been mentioned by Data Ali Hajveri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh in his famous book Kashful Mahjub. In there he writes that there was a man who was circling around the glorious Kaaba. A person was doing tawaf of the holy Kaaba, and this individual, he was making one dua, only one dua. And what was that dua? Allahumma aslih ikhwani. O Allah, make my friends pious. Now just contemplate, this individual, what is he doing? He's doing tawaf of the holy Kaaba. He's in a place where du'as are accepted. And what? He's only doing one du'a. Oh Allah, make my friends pious. He could have been doing du'a for paradise, for success in this world and in the hereafter. He could have been doing du'a for death with iman. He could have been doing du'a for freedom from the fire of hell. He could have been doing many, many du'as rather than just doing one du'a. And the du'a he was doing was only about friends. Oh Allah, make my friends pious. And then, like, we might be getting the thought now that why was he only making this one du'a? Oh Allah, make my friends pious. Whilst doing such a blessed act, performing tawaf of the holy Kaaba, why was he only doing this one du'a? And like, we might be having the question in our minds. People at that time also had the question. So somebody asked him that, why are you only making this one dua? And listen to the response of the man. Such an amazing response. Such a thought-provoking response. A response full of lessons for me and you. He replied, soon I must return to my friends. If they are pious, I will become pious. And if they are corrupt, if they are evil, I will become evil as well. This is why I pray for them to be pious. That he knows that whatever his friends are like, that is how he is going to be. And they have the saying, as-suhbatu mu'athira, companionship, it has an effect. And you can see in your own circles as well, you will be able to see that whatever friendship group there is, they will be of a similar type of people. Whatever type of friendship group it is, they will have a similar mindset. For example, if you have friends who all like cricket or all like sport, that friendship group will be revolved around that thing which they love or they like. You will have some people who are friends because they see each other regularly in the masjid. You will see some people, they are friends because they will be together in the playgrounds, in the sports centers. You will see other people are friends because you will see them in the shisha clubs and bars. Whatever a friend circle is, That friend circle has an effect on people. That's why this pious individual, this intellectual individual, he knew that his friends will have an effect on him. That's why he was performing dua for his friends. Oh Allah, make my friends pious. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we should also make dua for our friends. Oh Allah, make them and make us pious as well. And we should also try to become those friends ourselves who others want to be with because we are pious. We should all strive to become pious and make our entire friend circle pious as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, because the topic is of having good friends, a good company, and staying away from evil company, I want to mention this early on in the episode, that some people might be getting the thought, having no friends is better than having bad friends. This thought might be coming to some people, that okay, I can't find good friends, or you might not be able to find good friends, or you might think that there's no good friends out there for you. So instead of being with evil friends, I will just stay on my own. Listen to this account of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. He saw an individual was making dua, asking Allah Almighty, oh Allah, make me independent from people. I.e. he was asking Allah Almighty that make me free from people, that I do not have to interact with people. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he heard this individual making dua and he replied with this, I see you are asking Allah Almighty for death. Humans will be dependent on one another as long as they live. Recite this instead. O Allah, protect me from evil people. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma giving this advice, that ask Allah Almighty for protection from evil people. And when he heard someone asking to be free from people, he said, you are asking for death because you can't be free from people. Dear viewers of Madani channel, human nature is such that we cannot spend our lives alone. We are dependent on other people. We have to interact with other people. As humans, we have been created in such a way where our needs are tied with other people. We need to interact with other people to live. So, this thought of, I won't interact with anybody, this thought does not come from our pious predecessors. The thought that is given to us from our pious predecessors is, stay away from evil people, not all people. Just stay away from evil people and adopt the company of pious people. Because through the company of pious people is your success. Because through that company, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you will become pious as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, the last and final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the best of creation. He is the best of creation in every aspect. He is the most truthful one. Whatever he has told us is definitely true. And he is the greatest guide for me and you. He is the greatest guide for humankind. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given us guidance on this topic as well. He has given us guidance on the topic of friends. Who we should take as friends. It is mentioned, the beloved and final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, a man is upon the faith of his friend. Each one of you should check who they befriend. Subhanallah. It's normal, like we've mentioned, people usually inherit the characteristics of their friends and sometimes even their religion. Befriend righteous people so that you too may become righteous yourself. Before you make anybody as your friend, look at them. Do they take Allah and His Messenger? Do they obey Allah and His Messenger? Are they disrespectful to Allah Almighty and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are they disrespectful towards the family of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are they disrespectful towards the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum? If they are, why are you taking them as your friends? Remember, a man is upon the faith of his friend. If you have friends, how can you call them friends if they are disrespectful to Allah Almighty? How can you call them your friend if they are disrespectful to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How can you call them your friend if they are disrespectful to the blessed family of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How can you call them your friend if they are disrespectful to the blessed Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum? How can you call them your friend if they are disrespectful to the awliya, to the pious people of Allah Almighty? How can you call them your friend? Remember, a man is upon the faith of his friend. These are the words of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A man is upon the faith of his friend. And if you are taking these type of individuals as your friend, are you happy to say that this is the faith you are on? Remember, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, a man is upon the faith of his friend. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this one hadith of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is full of wisdom, and it shows us the importance and the sensitive nature of making friends. Nowadays, people become friends with everyone and anyone. They become friends easily. As soon as you meet someone, you become their friend. Well, nowadays, you don't even have to meet someone to become their friend. With social media, someone sends a message, friend, like, follow, subscribe. And you're connected. It's like you're friends with that person. You are online friends with that person. Remember, it's not our pious predecessors. They didn't make friends so easily. They would contemplate on who to make friends because they realized this, that companionship has an effect. And they realized an individual is on the religion of his friend. He is upon the deen of his friend. So before you take somebody as your friend, actually analyze their character. Analyze who they are. Analyze their beliefs. That you are taking this person as your friend, you will become like that person. You will adopt characteristics from that person. Companionship has an effect. And to be honest, if you contemplate it, you can see it. Your closest friends, you will see that you speak the same type of language as them. There might have been a time where you wouldn't speak that language or use those words. But because you are around them, you're so close to them, you will use that language. There will be people who you wouldn't normally swear. But because of that companionship that you are in, that friend circle, here or there, swear word will come out. You might not be in that friend circle, or you might not be that individual who says Medina, Medina all the time. But if you're in the beautiful environment of Dawud Islami, or you come for a little while and you adopt that environment, that friend circle around you, it will make you such that you will start to say Medina, Medina. That companionship, it has an effect. And you will also see, in friend circles, people will walk the same. They will behave the same. They will dress the same. Because that companionship has an effect. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's think of it through a worldly example. When we look to make friends, we make them easily. Within a second, we make friends. Someone sends us a message online, we're friends with that person now. Or we meet somebody, we have 2-minute conversation, we're friends with that person now. When we want to buy something, we want to buy shoes or we want to buy clothes, we want to buy a car, we look so carefully at these items. We will look at different types of items. We will look at different cars. We will look at different pairs of shoes. We will look at different shops. We will look at different garages. And then after contemplating, checking the history of the car, looking at the company we were buying from, and looking at all sorts of quality issues, then we will make that purchase of an asset for use in this world. Shoes to wear while you walk around. Car to drive you from A to Z. That's it. If you lose out on that, there's no real loss. A bit of financial loss. That's it. No other loss. If you pick the wrong friend, it's not financial loss that you will only get. You will also lose your iman. Imagine you have a friend who is far from the deen, and then you become friends with that person. You become close with that person. Will that person not take you away from the deen? Will he not take you far from Allah Almighty and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Just contemplate and think of this example. Imagine there is a friend circle, but nobody in that friend circle reads namaz. But there's only one who does. So the entire friend circle does not read namaz. But one person does. Then they all go to play sport somewhere. Or they all go out to eat a meal together. And the time of salah comes. Now one person wants to read salah. Everybody else, no, they don't want to read. Then that one individual says, I want to stop the game for 10-15 minutes so we can pray. Or delay the meal for 10-15 minutes, let's go and pray, then we'll eat. Will that one individual be able to convince the entire circle of friends? Or will their ridiculing him stop him from praying as well? And you might say you're strong enough to pray, even though that peer pressure is there. But we've seen in society how strong peer pressure is. So this concept of a good friends and companionship is easy to understand now through the understanding of peer pressure, that those friends will have an effect. They will influence that individual. If there's only one individual who wants to pray, the entire friendship circle doesn't want to pray, they will have at some point an influence over him, and he will too feel weak, and he will stop praying while he's in that friendship circle. But think of it the other way. The entire friendship circle is praying. One individual is not praying. If they are in the same situation, everyone stops the game to pray. That one individual who didn't want to pray anyway, will he not just pray with them anyway? You think the game is stopped, or the food is not going to come because everyone else is going to pray. Will he? That friendship circle, the influence of that friendship circle on that one individual, will it not make him pray? Just contemplate. Does friendship and your friend circle have an effect? And the answer you will come to, yes, it does. And those are just worldly examples that we can see. Even in the hereafter, that friendship circle will have an effect. May Allah Almighty bless us all with pious friends. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Al-Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, friends, they are like mirrors. When you see an individual or you see his friends, an individual can be recognized through his friends. The great companion of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he states, a man is indicated by his friend more than smoke indicates fire. I.e., when you see smoke, you know, you can see the smoke from far away because it's in the air. Then when you know that there's a fire there, the way that smoke indicates on fire, a friend indicates upon his friend more than this. If your friends are pious, punctual with namaz, you will be recognized through your friends. A person can be recognized through his friends. But if your friends are alcoholics, are drug abusers and users, are drug dealers, are gamblers, you will be recognized through your friends. You might think that they are drinking alcohol, they are doing these other sins, they are gambling. I'm not doing it, I'm just sat with them. I just go with them, but I don't take part in the sin. Is that an intellectual response? We've seen, even if you're with that person, you're not doing anything, you will be held to account as an accomplice for that person in any crime in this world. So why do you not think that you will be held to account there? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, another hadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam on this topic, which again, it's encouraging for those who are involved with an Islamic environment, with a good friendship circle, who have pious friends. But it's so disheartening if you don't have pious friends. And the purpose is to encourage us to have pious friends. It's reported the beloved and final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, a man will be with the one who he loves. Talking about the hereafter. Now look, who does an individual love? His closest friends. That's why you spend so much time with them. Because you love them. Your close circle around you, you love them. You will be with them in the hereafter. Because a man will be with the one who he loves. Now, who do you love? That person that you love, your closest friends, your best friend, for example. Is he a person, when you look at him, you think he will be in paradise? Or is he someone who is doing those actions which resemble the people of the fire? You think you will be with that person because a person will be with the one who he loves. You are only friends with the person because you love them. Now think, do you want to be with that person in the hereafter as well? That person who you have taken as a friend here, do you want to be with them in the hereafter? Yes or no? The question is for you to answer. If you don't want to be with them in the hereafter, then why are you with them in this world? Why do you give so much time? And why have you given that person, chosen that person as a friend? Now, this example, I want to illustrate it through an incident which happened in the life of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How one friend can take a person from paradise to hell. How an individual, if he had a pious friend, he could become one of the greatest people to walk the face of this earth. But because of an evil friend, how an individual can become one of the worst people to walk the face of this earth. And this should rest it in our minds. It should give us an understanding of how important pious friends are, even if it is just one friend. How important a pious friend is. It's mentioned an individual called Uqba. He was a non-Muslim who lived in Makkah at the time of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And despite hearing the blessed words of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite seeing the beautiful face of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this individual, Uqba, he did not accept Islam. And one day, he invited the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his home for a meal. This individual who was not a Muslim, he invited the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his home for a meal. When the food was presented, The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I will not eat your food unless you become Muslim. So he said to this individual, Uqba, I will not eat your food unless you become Muslim. So Uqba then, on the face of it, he recited the kalima. And then the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he ate and then he left. Uqba, this individual who had invited the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to his house for food, this individual who had just on the apparent recited the kalima, he was friends with a disbeliever, a staunch enemy of Islam, Ubay bin Khalaf. And when this individual, Ubay bin Khalaf, found out that his friend, had invited the Prophet ﷺ to his home, and he had recited the kalima, this oppressive person, he became enraged, and he said, we will only stay friends if you disrespect Muhammad ﷺ. Now, in front of Uqba, the individual who had invited the Prophet ﷺ to his house, there were two options. On one hand, he had his friend, his evil friend. And on the other hand, he had the chance of becoming a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had the choice between his friend and the choice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had to choose between his friend and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if he had chosen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah, he would have attained that rank of being a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would have become from those individuals who were the greatest to walk this earth, those individuals who are guaranteed paradise. He would have been from amongst those. But he chose to remain friends with Ubay, his evil friend. He chose to stay friends with him. This wretched soul disrespected the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of the wish of his friends. And because of this, a verse of the glorious Quran was revealed. Translation from Kanzul Iman. On that day, the wrongdoer will bite his hands, saying, would that I had adopted the path with the messenger. Alas, my ruin. Would that I had not taken such a man as a friend. He certainly led me astray after advice had come to me. And Satan is the one who abandons man in the time of calamity. When people are embarrassed, they clench their teeth and they even bite their hands. And this individual, Uqba, he will be in this state on the Day of Judgment. And he will say, if only I stayed with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if only I followed him and walked the path of paradise. Woe to me, if only I did not befriend Ubay bin Khalaf. O lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O viewers of Madani channel, just look. Uqba spent time with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He listened to the hadith being said in person. And he even recited the kalima. Despite this, because of one bad friend, because of one evil friend, he was ruined in this world and in the hereafter. He was walking the path to paradise. He was on the way to becoming a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah, one bad friend caused him to be cursed in the glorious Quran, caused him to be destroyed in this world, and caused him to become a person of the fire of hell, and an individual who will be embarrassed and punished in the hereafter. Now let's think about our lives. Like we mentioned earlier, who do we take as friends? Are our friends making us closer to Allah Almighty and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Or are our friends taking us away from the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Are our friends taking us away from the worship of Allah Almighty, the obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Just ponder, which type of category do our friends fall under? Dear viewers of Madani channel, I hope that all of our friends fall under the category that they are bringing us closer to Allah Almighty and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I hope that our friends are those who will take us to paradise with them, inshallah. This thought sometimes comes to individuals that, yes, you're right, we should have pious friends. We should leave evil friends. But we have known this individual since childhood. We have known this individual for so long. How can we just leave a person like that? Remember, before we are friends with anybody, we are slaves of Allah Almighty. We are devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever we became friends with an individual, before that, we were devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Any friend who is taking us away from the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, taking us away from the obedience to Allah Almighty, is not a true friend. and we should try and stay away from that individual. This thought that I will rectify him, ponder, will you really rectify that person? Or is there more of a chance for that person to make you like him? Just ponder. May Allah Almighty allow us all to have this chance to find pious friends. May Allah Almighty keep us away from evil people and the companionship of evil people. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now dear viewers on Madani channel, I just want to finish with this. That an individual might be thinking, where can I find pious friends in today's day and age? Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami is here for everybody. Brothers and sisters, old or young, Dawat-e-Islami is for everybody. And Dawat-e-Islami is that environment where you will find many, many friends. And all of those friends are full of love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you surround yourself in that environment, inshallah azza wa jal, you too will become a true devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will see in your heart that the love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is increasing, and your passion for performing good deeds will increase, and the passion to stay away from evil deeds will also increase. May Allah Almighty allow us all to stay steadfast in this environment, this beautiful environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In choices made, let Islam be your guide. In choices made, let Islam be your guide. Embrace humbleness, let arrogance subside. Embrace humbleness, let arrogance subside.